Thank you, Simon. Small group notes are there for those who need them. Just before I share God's word, Tess is just going to come and share something God's put on her heart. It takes real faith to step out and share when you believe God's put something on your heart, doesn't it? And so, come and share. What's the Lord put on your heart?
How many of us have got children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, or hope to? Above your heads, please. Okay, looks like I'm talking to everyone. So what God has laid in my heart is for you. And it has to do with Emily. Yeah, she's surprised. Okay, so I do know that she spoke about a fundraiser, and she's got two different ways she's planning to go about that. She didn't put me up to this. She doesn't know what I'm about to say. I'm not even sure of how I'm going to explain this to you, but it's what God has laid in my heart. And I did ask if you've got children or grandchildren or you want to in the future, because it's a specific word from God for you if you do have children. When she stood up to speak, I heard God say to me, "This young lady is fertile ground. Her life is fertile ground." And usually when God gives a word like that, it's because he wants to save someone, help a generation or something. If you look around us, I mean, it's scary what's going on with a lot of children, how they're growing, teenagers, knowing things you didn't know until you were 30, almost 40. They know much more than you think. Sometimes your children are off to school and you're wondering what they're going to come back with. And so I believe this is God's way of opening a door for us to be able to curb some of those things and handle them. In the olden days, when you had something in mind and you didn't know how to go about it, they would bring an offering to God. So when she stood here speaking, I heard the Spirit of God say to me, "It's not a donation. It's not, I don't want the church to give a donation. I want them to bring seeds before me." And if her life is fertile ground, and you bring your seed, and you sow it, what do you think happens? This is not for you. This is for your children. This is for their future. Wouldn't it be lovely if your right now 2-year-old turns out to be some great preacher in another 30 years? 22 years. She's so young, and yet it's amazing, you know, to see what she's doing for God. And so she didn't put me up to this. Johnny didn't know anything about it. But this is your opportunity God is bringing to you to sow into her life and the lives of your children. It's like God opening up a door and saying, "This is the future of your child. What do you want?" So make a connection. It doesn't matter how small it is. If God lays in your heart to give £10, write the names of your children and put it by your bedside and say, "Lord, this is for my kids. None of them will go astray." Why? Because I'm sowing into what you are doing through this young woman now. I am aware that the church is most likely has some kind of plan to support her. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you as a person. If you don't know how to channel this, I think she gave a link through which you can donate. I don't really like the word donate, because this is not donation. This is an instruction more like from God. If you can afford to, as much as you can, please go ahead. If you cannot, I have a feeling this is not about the amount. This is more about obeying what God says to do. So make a connection. If it's a £5 you've got, say to yourself, "This is for my child's future. This is to make sure my child goes in the way of the Lord." Aside the effort, I'm sure especially mothers would tell you, sometimes you're putting in so much effort and you feel like, "What am I doing? It doesn't look like it's working." These are some of the small opportunities God gives to us as his children to make sure that that little effort works out in the long run. Wouldn't it be beautiful if in another 20 years we're here and we're saying, oh, I remember all I had was a pound, really. But I said, Lord, this is for my child. And look what she turned out to be. Look what he turned out to be. So this is God's word to you. And you don't have to have children to do this. Sometimes God takes the intention of your heart and gives you that miracle you need. So please, after this, maybe see Johnny. I don't know. I don't want her to get too overwhelmed by you coming directly to her. So maybe you could see Johnny if you want to make a personal commitment. See it as a covenant. If you want to fulfill this covenant, I will. I'm not just passing across the message. I have to. I've got four children, so I have to for each of them. Thank you very much.
Okay, just quickly before you go. So this is about investment, okay? So it's not even about the money. It's really about faith, investing in the future. And in particular, it's working itself out and investing in Emily and seeing what God's going to do in and through her. He's already doing amazing things. But with faith, that you're saying, I want my child to walk in God's ways. And when they get to Emily's age, they'll be doing the same sort of things. Can you just pray? Is that right? Is that okay? You pray. Let's pray.
Thank you, dear Lord, for your church. Thank you for your word to us. Thank you because every time you give us a word, we know it's because you're mindful of us. It's because you love us. It's because you want us to go the right way. Lord, we ask that today each of us will be built up in faith and be able to trust you enough, O God, to do exactly as you've said to do. Father, Lord, we ask for provision this morning for each one, especially everyone who has intended in their hearts to give, because your word says that you love a cheerful giver. We ask, O God, that you who is the sower will provide seed, O God, for us so that we can sow into the life of this young woman. We ask, O God, for our children, that they will grow up to be great men and women of God. That, Father, Lord, the decadence in the society will not affect them in any way. Father, Lord, that your fire and your wall of protection will always be around them in school and everywhere that they go, on the playground, at home. That they'll be different, O God. We pray, dear God, for their minds, their tender minds, that their minds will not be polluted, O God, by the evil in the world, but that they'll be children that will stand out in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you will do exceedingly, abundantly, far above all we could ever ask or think. We thank you for Emily. We ask, O God, that you continue to open more grounds. Yes, new fields, O God, for her to be able to work, O God, and fulfill her purpose on earth. Thank you for her parents. We ask that you continue to bless them for hearing your word, for bringing her up in the way that you want for her to go. We ask, O God, that they will never run out of ideas. They will never run out of wise counsel for her, O God. But that they will also be parents, good parents to other children who are not biologically theirs, O God. That you open a way. We ask, dear God, that her finances and every other resource needed, O God, will be made available to her. Thank you for your church this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.